is cautious.
Yo, what's up? You listening to Honest Talks. I'm David. Now let's get into this first topic. Now today is Valentine's Day, which means that Sideho Appreciation Day is tomorrow. AKA, if you don't get shit today, that means you get some tomorrow and you are the side chick. Now, let's talk about gifts to give your girlfriend on Valentine's Day. Now, I'm not in a relationship, so my answers might be a little off the wall. But if I haven't been in a relationship with you longer than a year or two, I mean, I'm not getting you shit. I mean, I don't know what the fuck you want me to say. If I haven't been with you for more than a year or two, I'm not getting you shit. I mean, we can go out some damn where. Don't think you finna get no big ass gift or you finna get some expensive ass shit from Tiffany's or something. Like, I'm not getting you shit unless I get my dick sucked. That's a fact. Lil Baby got the quote of 2019, even though he said it in 2018. I ain't blowing shit unless I get my dick sucked. But if you get me some, I ain't gonna say if you get me some, because first of all, Valentine's Day is more of a female holiday. I mean, I don't know too many straight niggas that get hyped for Valentine's Day. I mean, that's honestly sus if that nigga can't wait for Valentine's Day. But I mean, you know, you could always use the route too if you would do. You could say that you are whatever religion that does not celebrate holidays. You could say you that religion, because that's what the fuck I'm a goddamn do if she have a problem with me not getting a gift. I'm just gonna say I don't celebrate shit. I don't celebrate birthdays. I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. None of that shit, my nigga. You not getting shit from me but dick and conversation. That's a fact. But to all of y'all weak ass niggas who are getting something for Valentine's Day, I suggest, you know, do something slight, like just take her to, you know, a little restaurant, you know, Taco Bell. You know, that's cool. I mean, niggas like Taco Bell. I mean, shit. Chipotle, I mean, I don't know what them prices looking like at Chipotle, but bitches like to go to Chipotle. So, yeah, take a bitch to Taco Bell, Chipotle. Or you could just be real cheap and just get that bitch a box of chocolates from goddamn CVS or Walgreens. I mean, come on now. I'm trying to save y'all motherfuckers some money. And like I said, that's why I wouldn't get a gift for a girl unless I was going out with her for a good amount of time, because you buying these girls all of this shit and then she fuck around and dump your ass for the next nigga and you done spent half your goddamn paycheck on her stupid ass. Now your stupid ass a broke ass. So yeah, listen to me. Do not buy shit unless you are extremely committed. And I mean not being faithful, because I mean, of course, you know, I can only speak for men in their 20s, but I mean, we not faithful at this age. So if you are committed, as in you want to be with this person the majority of the time, and the side chicks, you know, they can get, you know, what does it say on the weekend? You can hook up with them bitches on Saturday and Sunday and be with your girl during the week, you know. Or just line up with your hoes every time your girl is at work. I mean, that's a smart way to go too. I'm getting way off topic and shit. But yeah, back to the gifts. You only get the motherfuckers chocolates or take them to goddamn Taco Bell. Get them a motherfucking 4 for $4. They should be happy with that. If they not happy with that, tell them they ungrateful as fuck and you can get the next bitch something. But ladies, I think y'all should really go out for y'all man on Valentine's Day, because even though I said it's a more of a female holiday, y'all shouldn't be looking at, y'all always look to get a lot of shit on every day. Christmas, your birthday. Like, why the fuck do y'all want all of this shit on all of these days? I'm gonna pick one fucking day and we gonna get you some shit on that day. And them other days, we ain't getting you shit, okay? I'm not finna get you something fucking 5 times a goddamn year. Bitch, I'm not trying to goddamn, I'm not Floyd Mayweather. I'm not trying to goddamn buy your ass. Fuck that. I like the city girls, but I'd be damned if I goddamn let that shit happen to me. They on some other shit. But yeah, on Valentine's Day, get your girl something slight. And let's talk about the side chicks now. The day after Valentine's Day, you got to come up with some bullshit excuse to get away from your girl and to show your side chicks some real appreciation, because they the real MVPs at the end of the day. They holding it the fuck down with your girl getting on your motherfucking nerves. So, you know, slide by your, you know, side chick house, you know, scoop up. take her out to eat, you know, somewhere nice. Maybe take her to the movies. No, you know what? Buy her a little Michael Kors bag, you know, something to make her feel appreciated. Buy her a little, some little bag that don't cost too damn much. Don't buy her no expensive shit, though, because then that hoe gonna get out of pocket. Then now you low-key disrespecting your girl, too, when you start buying the side chick expensive shit. You gotta buy her something cheap, you know, but something that look good so she can feel like she important and shit, even though she not that important. I mean, y'all said she the real MVP, but that's only because she there to hold it down when your girl is on some other shit. And, you know, there's no pressure with the side chick. With your girl, you really trying to make her happy. With the side chick, you just trying to put your semen in the back of her motherfucking throat. That's it. Now, if your side chick get pregnant by your stupid ass, now you in a real different predicament. Now, let's say your side chick is your baby mama because you in a new relationship. Now, you got to get us some extra shit. That's your goddamn BM. And, you know, your girl already think you cheating on her with your BM. So you really got to go all out for your baby mama in that situation. But, yeah, if you ain't have a baby by that bitch, just take her out. Get her a little Michael Kors bag. Tell her you got... Don't tell her you love her. Tell her you really appreciate her. You really appreciate when she throwing that motherfucker bite on Friday nights, and tell her you like it when she goddamn suck it and don't goddamn spit out. You know, see, the side hoe, they gotta be swallowers. Your girl, she can be a spitter, but the side hoe can, she don't got a fucking choice. You have to swallow if you are a side chick. Do you understand me? You have to swallow. There are certain rules to abide by when you are a side chick. One, you do not get on that nigga's nerve if he cannot pull up to your fucking house. And another thing, you do not take the side chick to your house. That is a dummy mistake. You fuck them at motels and at their spot. Nah, maybe you can fuck them at your homie spot, but never, ever, ever bring them back to your spot. And if they already know where you live, still don't bring them motherfuckers through there, because they might pull up when your girl there and then shit get messy. Because side hoes nowadays, they want the publicity, they want the retweets, they want the likes. They think that shit is cool to fuck up a nigga situation. But yeah, be the first motherfucker on Twitter talking about how side bitches ain't shit and niggas ain't shit. Bitch, you ain't shit. Now, back to what I was saying, rules to abide by if you a side chick. One, don't be aggravating that nigga if he can't pull up. Two, don't ever threaten to expose that nigga to his girlfriend, because you ain't shit, bitch, and she not gonna leave him for you, you motherfucker. I mean, he not gonna leave her for you, stupid. You gonna have to just goddamn sit there, shut the fuck up, play your motherfucking role, and let that nigga do his damn thing. Now, another rule to abide by is, what is another rule to abide by if you are a side chick? Oh, yeah. You have to be on birth control at all times, nigga. Because first of all, if I hit you a few times, I might not be using condoms after a while. Yeah, if it's been like 2-3 months, I'm probably not finna use condoms with you. You like my official side hoe. So, yeah, we definitely not using condoms. So you definitely got to be on birth control. And if you miss a motherfucking day, no, I ain't gonna say that. No, I'm gonna get somebody to beat your motherfucking ass, though. Don't miss a motherfucking day. And those are the three main rules if you are a side chick. And if you are a smart side chick, then you will follow those rules. Because, I mean, they're pretty damn simple. I mean, it's not asking too damn much. Now, I'm back to the main chicks. I know I'm doing a lot of jumping from here to there, but just bear with me. Now, main chicks, if a bitch come up to you and tell you that your man has been fucking their brains out every weekend or every other weekend, don't believe that shit. First of all, there is no proof. And even if that bitch got text messages and videos, that don't mean shit. Motherfuckers is good at Photoshop. Motherfuckers is good at they goddamn video editing skills. That shit can be fake as fuck, bruh. Please do not believe these bitches when they be coming to you with receipts. I don't believe in receipts, just like I don't believe in holidays when I'm in relationships, okay? So stay true to your man and believe him at all times. Don't ever fall for the bullshit. And fuck these bitches when they get out of place, okay? Because first of all, if a bitch get out of place, just go ahead and knock that motherfucker back into place. Or just knock that bitch all the way out of place, okay? Now, moving on to my next topic. Okay, I'm going to be respectful. Fucking women on the first date. Is there a problem with wifing them after? No, nigga, there is not. The only people that think it's a problem with wifing a girl that you had a one-night stand with are bitch-ass, young-ass, virgin-ass niggas. Because don't no grown man give a fuck if he fucked you on the first night. He gonna still wife you later if he really like you. Because at the end of the day, it's about vibes. And it's about if I can connect with you. And it's about if your sex is good. Because if I wait forever and the sex is trash, I'm gonna get somebody to beat your motherfucking ass. That's a fact. Like, don't have me waiting 6 to goddamn 8 months or listening to goddamn Steve Harvey, even his little 90-day rule. I'm not doing that shit either if your shit is trash. Now, y'all girls, I feel like most of the girls that do that shit be having the trashiest box ever. And a funny thing about that is y'all stay saying, and I'm talking about y'all dumbass bitches, y'all stay saying niggas love hoes, niggas love hoes, niggas love bust down Tatianas. But y'all be the first ones to goddamn have a nigga waiting forever. If you know we love hoes, why don't you do whole shit? If you do whole shit, we'll love you just like we love the hoes. We love the hoes because they fuck on the first night. They fuck fast. If y'all having us waiting forever, why the fuck do you think we're not finna go to the girls that y'all say we love? So ladies, stop making men wait all of this damn... A nigga shouldn't have to wait more than 2 weeks. If he talked to you at least 4 times, and if you met up with him at least twice... Let that nigga fuck, bro. What is you waiting on? And better yet, shit, fuck him on the first time you see him. I mean, it don't matter. I mean, if your pussy good, he gonna come back. Because if your pussy trash after them damn 9 months, I mean, not 9 months, 90 days, he still gonna leave your stupid ass, and then you gonna be assed out. And you gonna feel good, what, because you made him wait? He still left your dusty ass? Now, what the fuck was I talking about earlier? Oh, yeah, I was talking about, yeah, okay, wife and bitches after the first, yeah. Only niggas that care about that shit is virgin-ass niggas. Real niggas don't give a fuck about that. I would definitely wife a girl if she let me hit on the first day. Now, that, of course, until I turned 18, I was on the other stupid-ass virgin-ass side, even though I wasn't a virgin. But, you know, just one time, you know, you have a girl put it on your ass on that first night. You like, okay, fuck the bullshit. I still talk to your ass. And that's how it goes. Once you have a girl put it on you like that on the first night, you don't give a fuck. You gonna goddamn cuff her ass right there on the spot. Ain't no need to wait. What am I waiting on? Let's get straight to it. Another thing. Body count. Only little ass boys give a fuck about body count. We are grown. Well, I don't know if everybody listening, this is grown. But if you are 18 and up, grow the fuck up, bro. Don't nobody give a fuck about no body count. And honestly, if a nigga asks a girl his body count, he a bitch ass nigga. So if that nigga asks you your body count, just leave his dusty ass. Because it really don't matter if your shit is goddamn 3 or 30. Are you gonna bust down or not? Is your shit tight or not? Is your shit wet or not? Because... I mean, you could have 3 bodies and your shit be dry as fuck. Your shit be trash as fuck. You don't know how to fuck. I know you can only fuck 3 niggas and still, you know, fuck a lot with them 3 niggas. But still, nah, a girl who done fucked 30 times, she know exactly what the fuck she doing. She know exactly how to suck your dick right. She know exactly how to throw that shit back. She know more than goddamn missionary and goddamn doggy style. That's all y'all motherfuckers goddamn know is missionary and doggy style. And most of y'all goddamn, and most niggas can't even last in goddamn doggy style if your shit goddamn hitting right. That motherfucker hitting right, I ain't gonna lie. I had a situation a few days ago and I don't need to get too far into it. But yeah, nah, fuck it. I was hitting something a few days ago and I was hitting that shit from the back and I ain't gonna lie, bro. I nutted 3 times and my dick did not get soft in probably the amount of 15 minutes. I'm not going to even hold you. I nutted. I might even be boosting a little bit on 15 minutes. It probably was like, it wasn't 10. I had to be a little bit more than that. Give myself at least 13 minutes. God damn. I don't know. Either way, it was a short ass amount of time, but her shit was hitting right, so it didn't matter. My shit stayed hard. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. That's like the first time that shit happened, bro. My shit stayed hard the entire time, bro. I did not get soft. Like, I literally tried to give myself even a break after that second nut, but I was like, yo, my shit ain't going down, so shit, I might as well keep going. Put another motherfucking condom on, because that bitch ain't an official shot, bitch, and she ain't my goddamn main chick, so gotta hit that motherfucker with a Jimmy. But, yeah, if that was my girl, definitely wouldn't be using a condom. But I'd use a condom on that bitch, and yep, nutted that third time, and I was like, you know what? Just for health reasons, let me stop right here. Because I feel like, you know, I'm young and I can just keep going and going. I'm fucking around and goddamn have a heart attack in this motherfucking. Because, first of all, I need some motherfucking water. I need my dick to goddamn go down for a few seconds. You know, humble myself just a little bit, okay? And, yeah, that's what happened on that. Now, where the fuck was I at in this conversation? Okay. Oh, yeah, I think I was talking about body count. I just got a little bit off topic. But, yeah, don't no nigga care about body count. Oh, yeah, and that bitch that I was hitting now, I might have goddamn been hitting that shit right, and that shit was, you know, tight and wet or whatever. But I definitely would not be covering her. She not that. But, yeah, she definitely can throw that motherfucker bike anytime she want. But, yeah, next topic. Now, how to end a relationship. It is Valentine's Day again, like I said. So the perfect time to end a relationship really would have been a little bit before Christmas. Then you get back together, you know, February about 18th. That's about a good time. Yeah, you got to break up with at least a week or two before Christmas. But like, if you're a real, like, if you're a real ass nigga, you'll break up with her before Thanksgiving too. So you don't got to meet an ugly ass family for that shit either. Break up a week before Thanksgiving, then get back with a on February 18th, but if her birthday is, you know, early in the year, like February, March, April, whatever, January, then you gotta wait a few more months. But yeah, how to end a relationship. Honestly, I feel like the best way to end it is through a text message. Nah, I'm playing. Nah, you gotta meet up with her on some real shit. I would definitely meet up with you at a public spot, because you're not finna be goddamn hitting me. I don't know the fuck you think you is. Because, yeah, if you've been with a girl for a minute and you try to break up with her and you know she a little crazy and you try to break up with her at your spot or at her spot, she gonna beat your motherfucking ass if you know she goddamn violent. Because some of y'all motherfuckers think that shit is cool, even though that shit is not. So you gotta meet up at a public spot, you know, Taco Bell again. That shit is a lick. I don't eat that shit, but I would definitely feed my bitches Taco Bell. Now, meet her with her at Taco Bell, buy that bitch a burrito, tell her you gotta go. Let me stop rhyming. But yeah, buy that bitch something, you know, buy something nice, sit down with her, have a little conversation with her, and then be like, you know, it ain't working out. And, or you can just say, I fucked your best friend, and hey, if you don't want to ever talk to her again, just tell her you fucked one of her goddamn best friends. Or if she got a sister that's, of course, of age, tell her you fucked the goddamn sister. Because that way she'll never fuck your ass again, nigga. But yeah, if you just want to break it off and then so you can get back with her later, just tell her you're not ready for a relationship. That is my go-to motherfucking line. I just be like, I'm not in a place right now to be committed. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Most girls would be okay with that shit. That's how you get into situationships, which is like my favorite thing on planet Earth. Situationships. I do not like relationships at this age, but I do love situationships. Because situationships are pretty much like they're your side girl, and the main thing is whatever you want it to be. And for me, it's money. Now, a situationship only can last you about 2, maybe 3 years before they start saying, okay, nigga, now we need to be established. We need to be committed. This needs to turn into a relationship. Now, some girls think they're in relationships, but they actually are in situationships. If that nigga has not properly asks you to be his girlfriend, you are in a situationship. I don't care how many times he's deep dicking you. I don't care how many times you met his mama. I don't care if you met his aunt, his cousins. It don't fucking matter how many times he done goddamn brought your ass goddamn food at work. It don't matter. If that nigga has not formally said, do you want to be my girlfriend, or we are in a committed relationship now, you are in a situationship. Now, situationships are great and beneficial for both parties. Because one, you getting sex, you getting conversation. I mean, he committed to fucking you. I mean, he might not be committed to you faithfully, but I mean, again, ain't no nigga in his 20s gonna be faithful to you, period. I don't care how good you think your pussy is. I don't care if you making your own money. I don't care if you got 30,000 motherfucking niggas in your DMs. Best believe, if that nigga is not gay, that nigga is giving you good dick, that nigga is attractive, he is cheating on you. The only way you can get a nigga not to cheat on you is to keep that nigga off social media. Because first of all, if you look good and that nigga is ugly, bitches gonna still wanna fuck just because they wanna take your nigga. But if that nigga looks good, giving out good dick, he's cheating on you, that's a fact. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. I don't give a fuck how many times you read through his goddamn text messages. I don't give a fuck if you know his passcodes, his emails. That nigga is cheating on you if he is giving out good dick and he look good. Now back to situationships. Situationships are the best thing possible for people in their 20s, because I don't know why the fuck y'all want everything so fast. Y'all want a relationship. Y'all want goddamn kids. Y'all want to be married. Like, why the fuck are we talking about kids and marriage and we're in our early 20s? Like, what the fuck is... Bitch, I'm just trying to get my degree and get some motherfucking money. What are you talking about? No, I do not want to meet your motherfucking mama. No, I don't want to ask your father for your hand in marriage, bitch. I just want you to motherfucking put them tonsils to motherfucking work and put them on my motherfucking dick, okay? That's all I want from you. Sex, head, no headaches, and maybe some conversation sometimes if I'm motherfucking bored. That's another thing. If we in a situationship, you got to have good conversation. You ain't just a side chick I'm fucking. We are fucking on another level. I mean, it's still below relationship, but it's above side hoes. So you need to have good conversation. We need to have shit in common. Now, the good things about situationship women are that you can evolve a situationship into a relationship. That sometimes happen. Now, to do that, of course, you gotta have that good conversation. Clearly, we having good sex because we in a situationship. And you just gotta stop pressing niggas. Because if you pressing that nigga to be in a relationship, that's going to make him want to go back from it. Why in the fuck are you pressing? Stay humble. Stay solid. Keep doing what you're doing. And maybe when I'm ready, which is probably going to be around about 26, 7, 8, 9, 30. Be around about 30. Then I'm going to be ready to be faithful to you. And then I'm going to be in a relationship with you. But yeah, before 30, you can kiss that whole relationship shit goodbye. Why do y'all be in relationships before 30 and like committed and faithful? Like what? That shit don't even sound fun. Just imagine being 21 or 22 and fucking the same motherfucking girl for about 8 to 10 years. Just think about that. Hitting the same motherfucking pussy for 8 to 10 years. Getting the same weak ass head for 8 to 10 years. No thank you, my nigga. No thank you. I don't want that shit. I'm gonna run through a few of these bitches. But of course, I'm gonna use condoms. I'm gonna run through some of these hoes, though. I mean, I feel like that's what you should do. And ladies, y'all should be getting dick. What are you doing? Like, what? Like, why? And like I said, a real man don't give a fuck if you got 3 or 30 bodies. Because he's not going to fucking ask you. The only way he going to be able to tell is if your shit loose as fuck. If he putting his dick in you and it feel like he in a motherfucking ocean. I'm talking about that motherfucker swinging his dick left to right. He ain't hitting shit. Then that's a problem. But, you know, if that nigga feel like he in the goddamn kiddie pool, I mean, okay, that's some perverted shit. If that nigga feel like he is in a jacuzzi, then you straight. That's why I like small girls, because it's like I'm in a jacuzzi. I don't like the thick ass woman like that, because I feel like, you know, even though I feel like my dick is, you know, a good size, I feel like when I'm hitting a thick ass woman that I'm not, you know, doing enough work. Even though the girl I said I hit a few days ago, she was thick and the nigga came 3 damn times and didn't get soft in between. Now, that's another thing about thick women. They are very attractive, even though the petite women are attractive too. But it's like they can't be. Little booties matter, but, you know, they don't be shaking ass like them thick bitches. But, yeah, that's why I like smaller women, because I feel like I'm destroying their ass. I'm talking about Terminator in a pussy, my nigga. So, yeah, back to what the fuck I was saying. A real nigga don't give a fuck about your body count. And just make sure your shit is tight. Make sure you doing fucking Kegels and shit, okay? Make sure you ain't letting more than, you know, or even if it's one nigga, if he, you know, destroying your shit on a daily basis, your shit gonna be, you know, loose. So just make sure that nigga ain't destroying your shit. Get your pussy a motherfucking goddamn time out, a little halftime, you know, wait a few days, and then get back to goddamn getting destroyed. Now, I forgot what the fuck I was talking about, so we just gonna move along, but it's okay. I'm finna probably go into my last topic, and it is what I hit my homie's ex-girlfriend. And if you've been listening to this podcast this long, you probably already know what my answer is. Of course, why would I not hit my homie's ex-girlfriend? Like, I don't give a damn. I mean, nah, if y'all got kids together, yeah, if they got kids together, I ain't gonna do that. But if they ain't got kids, I don't give a fuck if them motherfuckers is engaged. They could have been motherfucking married. That don't motherfucking matter. If that's your ex-girlfriend and you not worried about it no more, of course I would ask her if, I would ask my homie if they were married or engaged. Like, I would ask them, like, can I, you know, slide by your ex-bitch crib? But if y'all weren't married or engaged or there ain't no kids, I'm not even having a conversation with my mans. I'm just finna go and slide through that bitch. Now, of course, I'm not finna wife the homie's girl. That's a violation. Again, situationships, relationships. If it was a situationship, I can still wife her. But if they were in a legit relationship, meaning it had to have been, you know, to be in a relationship, you don't just jump in a relationship, first of all. It takes 2 years of a situationship and then you get into a relationship. So if they were in a relationship, then, you know, it would be a little different. But I would still fuck her. And if they were in a situationship, it's no questions. I'm not even thinking twice. He probably is like, nigga, go ahead. He probably finna give me a motherfucking high five while I'm in the pussy. I ain't into that goddamn train shit. I don't know why niggas like to be butt-ass naked with other niggas in a room, even if it's a bitch in the room and y'all not touching each other. And first of all, if y'all both fucking her, like, one of y'all fucking her in the ass, one of y'all fucking her pussies, y'all dick testing, first of all. Now, if one of y'all getting head and the other one is in the front and back, it's a little different, but still, I don't want to be butt-ass naked in a room with another nigga. I mean, I'm just uncomfortable at that stage. In the locker room, because, of course, I play sports. I don't know why I said of course, but I play sports. So, I mean, you in the locker room with niggas, but ain't nobody butt-ass naked. Now, I'm not finna be hitting no bitch looking at your motherfucking balls bouncing around and shit, my nigga. That shit is just not finna happen. Now, like I was saying, I would hit my homie's girl, and I'm not telling him shit after, because there's nothing there to tell him. I mean, I'm not gonna hide it, but I mean, why do I have to tell you that I'm hitting some old shit? You should be on some new shit. I mean, I don't give a fuck if you fuck my main bitch, my nigga. If I'm in a relationship with a girl, I'm gonna keep that shit player. If you fuck my main bitch or any of my side bitches, I'm just gonna move along. I'm gonna give you a motherfucking high five, my nigga. If you fuck my main bitch, you deserve that. You a real ass nigga. Clearly your ass is goddamn, you got better game than me, or you slinging around better dick than me, and it's just telling me to step my motherfucking game up. Only your bitch ass nigga will get offended if his homie fucked his girl, because he's really doing you a favor at the end of the day, because clearly she a smut ass bitch if she fucking you and your homie. Come on, my nigga. And again, to the girls that fuck more than, you know, one nigga in the group, like, bitch, at least find somebody else outside the group. Like, why are you fucking other niggas in the same group? If you know niggas are friends or whatever, shit, some of y'all even fuck brothers. If you know niggas are, you know, tight and they hang out here and there, why are you even putting your, why are you even putting them niggas in that situation? But if you do put a nigga in that situation and them niggas is falling out, them niggas is just weak as fuck, first of all. Because, again, you got to keep that shit playing. You got to charge it to the motherfucking game, especially if you're doing the same damn thing. And, yeah, if you are not being faithful to your girl, you don't give a fuck who she fucking, even if she fucking your enemy. Matter of fact, I would rather you fuck my best friend than fuck my enemy. Because at least, you know, he gonna still be my nigga. But if you fuck my enemy, I'm not giving that nigga no props. Fuck that nigga and fuck you and your dusty ass pussy. And y'all can go together and have a little ugly ass babies. Fuck both of y'all. But yeah, man, I think I've been rambling on too long, so I'm gonna wrap this episode up. And if you like this episode, tune in next week to more fuckery. I'm out.
Excuse me.